Hey, wake up!
My cousin shouted in a hushed tone while jerking my arm.
Dude, it's 3 a.m. in the morning. What do you want?
I was obviously annoyed and wanted to go back to the warmth of my blanket, but my cousin, accompanied by 3 others, were persistent enough to force me out of bed.
Tonight's the night of Amavasya.
New moon night.
Yeah, so what? I asked in a clearly frustrated tone.
Interested in a test of courage?
I should have said no. It was a few days after Durga Puja, a Hindu festival. After my relatives had come to the village to celebrate and were planning on leaving soon enough, my cousins had other plans before leaving. They had always been a fun-loving bunch, so the test of courage was not really much of a surprise.
Come on, man, don't be a chicken. Fine.
I acquiesced. My false sense of pride forced me to agree to the challenge.
That's our brave little man,
my elder cousin said, elated while patting me on the head.
What do I need to do?
I shouldn't have asked.
You know the temple of the goddess Kali, below the huge banyan tree? Go there, pray to the goddess statue, come back.
He made it sound as if praying to her was like performing a satanic ritual. She was nothing of that sort. She was a revered goddess of strength, although with a subjectively terrifying visage. Blood-red tongue sticking out, eyes peeled wide open, weapons of war clenched in all 4 of her hands, and a necklace of severed heads draped over her steadfast neck.
Ugh, fine, I said, my false sense of pride kicking in again.
As soon as I stepped outside, the cold autumn breeze hit me. I wrapped my shawl around me tighter, using one hand to hold the flashlight while the other cowered under the shawl. Each took turns holding the flashlight. It was pitch black outside. The fog made things worse. The flashlight could not rip through the curtains of darkness far enough. The only visible things were the earthen path below my feet, silhouettes of trees and huts, and the sea of darkness that lay around me. I kept walking, shivering, partly due to the cold and partly due to genuine fear. Fear of what, exactly? Don't know. Maybe fear of the unknown, maybe fear that someone or something had its eyes riveted on me. Perks of watching too many horror movies, I tried to convince myself that my imagination was running wild. I should have turned back. It was a fairly straightforward path. After a while of walking on the road, flanked by trees, I arrived at a crossroad. Path straight led to the temple. Path left led to a part of the village I had not explored yet. I went straight, needless to say, and soon arrived at my destination. From a distance, I pointed my flashlight at the humble temple. I was taken aback. There it was, the statue, in all its terrifying glory. It was as if her eyes were trailing each movement of mine. It was as if she was holding her breath in, ready to pounce. I couldn't go closer. I was paralyzed with fear, fear from a goddess we worship. I couldn't touch the temple to pray and turn back. I'll just tell my cousins that I prayed. I'm sure they won't figure it out. I should have prayed. I soon arrived at the crossroads again. My feet moved faster with each step. I'm sure someone, or rather something, was following me. The sound of thudding footsteps did not sync with me running. My body acted on its own, with a jerk of my flashlight pointing backwards. There was nothing. My fear didn't decrease one bit. I turned back on my way. It was. A silhouette of a lanky man standing right in front of me, and before I could even point my flashlight, the shadow leapt onto me, arms spread, my heart jumped into my mouth as if bottlenecking my ability to scream completely, mere seconds away from fainting.
My god, you should have seen the look on your face!
My poor cousin started laughing. I wanted to punch them, older or younger, men or women, I wanted to drive my fist through their faces. My shivering this time was out of pure, unbridled rage.
Come on, no need to be so uptight. It was just a prank. You passed, now let's go home.
The quick transition between chill out and let's go home felt odd. What seemed more odd was the fact that a group of social media-obsessed people didn't record a prank that elaborate. Something was off.
Wait.
Why are we going this way? I asked.
It's a shortcut.
Something was extremely off. Where are your flashlights? The robotic synchronized laughing turned into a blank expressionless stare, all eyes on me.
You have yours, don't you?
One of them asked, in a nonchalant voice. Yeah, but why'd you guys come out this late without a single flashlight? Their eyes kept widening till they formed circles. Their lips formed a straight line.
This time, I clearly understood what I feared, and I ran. I peeked backward, all while running at an unprecedented speed.
They were just simply standing there, motionless. Not a shout to call me back and running after me, just stood there with their eyes fixed on me. Then they started walking. They walked idly to the same unknown road and melted into the darkness.
I reached my grandparents' hut with raging gasps. Bolting up the cemented stairs, I started banging on the wooden door. It was more of an attempt to break in rather than to wake everyone up. Either way, the whole village was awake soon enough. The elders, the curious, everyone came running. Among the crowd were the four I had outrun just a few seconds ago. Who were you all this time of night?
One of my cousins asked impatiently. It was no longer dark. The lanterns had lit up the night. I was no longer alone. Everyone surrounded me. I could speak once again.
What do you mean? You guys sent me out in the first place.
What?
The damn test of courage!
A test of courage? Don't be ridiculous. Why would we do that? That was a good question. Why would they do that? Why did I agree to this challenge in the first place? Why? Was I sleepy? The more I questioned myself, the more ridiculous the notion of this challenge seemed.
I did see you get out of the hut on your own, but I thought you were going to the latrine outside,
my mother added to our heated conversation. My fear started creeping in again.
I shared my story with everyone. Most believed my story, which only added to my fear. Of course they believed me.
We all went back to our huts with the volition to sleep. But my eyes refused to shut, and I awaited dawn impatiently. I looked at the bed next to mine where my elder cousin was sleeping. His eyes were closed tight. A U-shaped smile calmly stretched from ear to ear. They were inside.